Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. Usually I broadcast in Seattle, Washington, but today I'm actually in Los Angeles, California, with Gary and Hallie Kemper, who are the co-authors, with me actually, of the new intelligent design curriculum, Discovering Intelligent Design. And we are here interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Kemper to talk about the new Discovering Intelligent Design curriculum. So Gary and Hallie, thanks so much for coming on the show with us today.
Hi, thank you.
Well, I want our ID the Future listeners to know, first of all, that I have become very good friends with Gary and Hallie over the last few years. This is not my first trip to their home in Los Angeles. We have spent a lot of time together working on this curriculum and writing it, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a real roller coaster ride. There have been highs, there have been lows, and we are very grateful to finally see this textbook being published. So what exactly is this Discovering Intelligent Design curriculum that we've been talking about? Well, some ID the Future listeners may have seen articles on Evolution News or other Discovery Institute products. I think we might have some other podcasts about this as well. But Discovering Intelligent Design is a comprehensive curriculum that presents both the biological and cosmological evidence in support of intelligent design theory. It was developed for middle school age students to adults, probably ideal, I would say, for a high school age student. And the curriculum includes a textbook, a workbook with learning activities, as well as a DVD with video clips that are keyed to the content of the textbook. It's been produced by Discovery Institute in conjunction with Illustra Media, and the curriculum is intended for use by homeschools and private schools. It's divided into six modules that explore topics such as the origin and development of the universe, the origin of biological complexity, the fossil records evidence or lack thereof for universal common descent, and also the broader cultural debate over intelligent design. You can find more information about the curriculum by going to the website discoveringid.org. And I just want to let our listeners know that the intent behind Discovering ID has been to provide an overview of intelligent design rather than an in-depth analysis of many of the subjects. So you're not going to necessarily get all the detail you would find in, say, a biocomplexity paper. However, you are going to get a very broad and scientifically accurate introduction to intelligent design, where we really strived to simplify technical jargon without sacrificing accuracy of the science. The basic goal has really been to provide a scientifically current and technically correct presentation of the science supporting ID at a level that a student or any layperson could comprehend. And I think the neat thing about Discovering ID is that although it was written as a curriculum, it's readable as a book. If you just want to learn about ID, you can pick up the Discovering Intelligent Design textbook and read it as a book. And it's a great way to introduce yourself or somebody else to intelligent design. So with that, I'd like to introduce Gary and Hallie and then ask them some questions about how they got started working on the textbook. So a little bit about Gary. While Gary Kemper was still an undergraduate, testing revealed that he had an unusually high aptitude for scientific analysis. And at the age of 19, he began a career as an aerospace systems analyst. He eventually moved on to the entertainment industry and learned the craft of writing, which I think has translated very well as we've written Discovering ID. He's actually himself, and he'll tell us more about his story during this podcast today. He's actually a former skeptic of intelligent design, but he became a strong supporter of ID after becoming aware of the enormous amount of academic and media misinformation on the subject and actually reading some books by ID proponents. As for Hallie, Hallie Kemper is a longtime homeschool educator here in Los Angeles, California. She's taught homeschool science classes in ecology, botany, and intelligent design with multiple homeschool education groups here in the greater Los Angeles area. Her unsuccessful search for an ID curriculum led her and Gary to write the first draft of this book, and we're going to tell this story in the podcast. And then, of course, later on, myself, when I got involved, that resulted in the final version of the textbook. So with that, let's talk to you, Gary and Hallie. Can you tell me first, how did the Discovering ID curriculum first get started? Tell our listeners sort of the story of what got you guys on this project.
Okay. I first began to question Darwinian evolution in junior high. My biology teacher, using a public school textbook, told us to pick an arbitrary page, which we did, and then to count the number of hypothetical statements. We think this could have happened, might have happened, or such. We found about 15. Our teacher said, "This is evolution." Of course, I know now that there are a lot of different meanings for that word, but what he meant was neo-Darwinian evolution. With that many hypothetical statements, how could I ever believe in neo-Darwinism? Recently, I checked out a new biology textbook from our library. It still contains the same information. Even now, all the hypothetical statements are stated as facts. So for a long time, I've had strong feelings about neo-Darwinism. But for years, early in our marriage, Gary discouraged me from discussing it with our friends.
Gary. Religion, politics, and evolution. Don't talk about those things, right?
No.
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
I thought if she talked about it, people might have doubts about her IQ and maybe even her sanity. I didn't give the subject a lot of thought. I pretty much just accepted what I'd been taught in biology classes. But that changed when I read Icons of Evolution by Jonathan Wells. He took Darwinian claims apart one by one. Then I read other books that reinforced what he'd said. It bothered me, in fact, it bothered me a lot, to realize that people, including me, had been so misinformed by schools and the news media.
So, Hallie, after Gary changed his beliefs, did that mean that you guys both now share the same opinion about intelligent design?
No, not right away. I was always skeptical about Darwinism, but I still didn't know about ID. Then I got sick and had a few months in bed. Gary brought me books, and I got so intrigued by those about ID, I couldn't stop reading them. Later, I was excited to find that some of my friends had read the same books. But when I asked what they remembered, they couldn't remember anything specific.
The books had good information, but their conclusions weren't sticking. Most scientists tend to write for other scientists, and that can make their points hard for lay people to follow. I think that's one reason Philip Johnson's books are so important to ID. Mm-hmm. His background is law, not science, and he knows how to structure an argument.
Well, as a fellow lawyer myself, I definitely agree with that. Gary and Hallie, I think a lot of people read the same books that you guys did, but they didn't go on to then write one of their own. So what led you guys to actually go and write a textbook on intelligent design?
So it was a lot of things, and it was a gradual process with lots of twists and turns. I'd been looking for a good science curriculum for our kids that wasn't biased toward materialism or Darwinism, but there wasn't much to choose from. And what I did find was either not directed toward kids or was strongly religious. I just wanted them to learn unbiased science. So I started thinking of making my own curriculum, not a book, just talking points, mainly for our own kids.
I think a turning point for us was seeing two Illustra Media DVDs, Unlocking the Mystery of Life and Privileged Planet. They have so much information and great visuals, but most people have never even heard of them. From the time we saw those DVDs, Hallie and I both wanted to find a way to get the information out.
Yeah, we decided that I could teach classes to homeschoolers. We started working on lectures that would cover scientific evidence from the origin of the universe to the machines inside cells. And we wanted to include segments from Illustra Media DVDs. Then once we decided on the DVD segments we wanted to use and we had a PowerPoint presentation, I taught classes to two groups of homeschool parents and friends.
How were those classes received?
Oh, great. Really positively. They said their eyes were opened and they were able to see things they hadn't noticed before. For weeks and months afterwards, I would have people call and ask if I had seen some news article or another and to ask my opinion. I usually just reminded them to do what they'd been taught, question assumptions.
We knew that most of the opposition to ID came from materialists. While we were outlining the classes, it occurred to me that ID theorists were always being forced to defend ID, but on the other side, nobody was asked to defend materialism. That's when I came up with the tenets of materialism, and we structured the classes around those tenets and the DVD segments.
Well, we're running out of time for this podcast, Gary and Hallie, but let's return with more interviewing you guys about how the Discovering Intelligent Design textbook and curriculum was created. For more information on Discovering Intelligent Design, you can go to www.discoveringid.org or purchase it on Amazon.com. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.